I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Triumphs in our lives come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. Some of our successes consist of quiet, nearly invisible moments, while others occur under bright lights and with lots of fanfare. So too with the challenges and setbacks we often encounter that precede these triumphs. Most lives, it seems, include an inevitable mix of sweet and sour, dark and light. But when we manage to triumph over our daunting challenges, well, those are the sweetest moments of all, as we hear from 13-year-old Lois Griffin.
I believe in blank paper. When I was in first grade, we had writing time. We had to sit and write a couple sentences and draw a picture. I hated it. Many days I wouldn't write anything. I would just put the blank paper right back on the shelf that I had grabbed it from. My teacher never really noticed. She just assumed that I did the simple task like everyone else. Things were okay. I just had nothing to write. In third grade, I was put on medication for an anxiety disorder. My brain became an entirely different place. Things were easier to do, but writing didn't change. Now I knew it wasn't entirely my fault, but I couldn't get away with it anymore. As time went by, different teachers had different thoughts. Maybe if I typed. Maybe if I had prompts taped to my desk. Maybe if I was told to do it enough. None of it really helped. But somehow I slowly got better. I wrote things. Not much, but something. As time passed, I improved, but more was expected from me. You can write a paragraph without help? Great. Just three more to go. Everyone else was done. I wrote short things, sometimes too short, but I wrote them. I dreaded seventh grade from the second I found out we had to write a novel. I could barely write a paragraph about my weekend. People didn't quite understand. It was so simple. Just put what you did. It wasn't that easy. Everyone else could do it, just not me. Despite all my hopes, seventh grade did come. I had to do it. I had to write it. To my surprise, it wasn't that bad. I had no requirements except that I finished the story. I'm not saying I wrote a good story or that it was long, but I finished it. I didn't enjoy it, but I managed to do it. I filled those blank pages. Blank pages for me are a reminder that such a simple thing can take you down. Sometimes I need to think about those years where I just sat in front of the page waiting for something to come before I call a simple task easy. I believe that you can't assume that the same things are easy for everyone. Everyone has something they are getting over. Everyone has blank paper.
Lois Griffin is in the seventh grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.